Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
I remember when I was a kid that eating out was a huge treat and that everyone in my family ate at the dinner table, and actually smelling dinner would make me and my brothers come running to dinner. My, how things have changed. Our busy lifestyle now rarely has us sitting down all together at the table. My children like to stand and eat so they can get back to their Instagramming. And my next guest is trying to change all that. Her name is Lydia Wiz, and she is a food sustainability specialist. She is the founder of Food Wisdom, and she's making it her goal to educate us on the importance of eating straight from our kitchen. Lydia, I'd like to start with, I guess, the question, what happened? How did it all fall apart? What changed? I mean, we were all sitting at the table, and all of a sudden, nobody wants to sit at the table anymore.
Well, that is a very good question, and there are many things that can contribute to that, and clearly we've seen many, many changes over the past even 50 years with the industrialization of the food system. Our lifestyles have changed. We've gone from cooking at home to suddenly eating out all the time, and what was once a treat to go to dinner on occasion started becoming something that happened every day. But with that, it was several things were lost, and people lost the yen to have healthy, delicious foods that maybe they grew up with or their grandparents made. And so the unfortunate thing is, because we don't know exactly what's going on in the back of a kitchen, for instance, in a fast food restaurant, many times ingredients are added that are not good, making the use of trans fats or extra sugar or extra things that we don't even need in our diet. And that over time just really has eroded our health. And as we can see, that's really raised issues with healthcare, and you see now how medical bills are just out of control, and all of these things just—it's a big cycle of people losing how to make food at home to eating fast food all the time, and so that's a very tricky question. It's a good question, but we've also lost the sense of being a family and sitting around a table and having a conversation. There's no time for that anymore. But there are ways to get back to that, and this is what I would like to do. I live in San Diego, and there are a lot of good things going on in San Diego, and I'd love to be a participant in bringing a healthier living movement to San Diego.
So tell me what you're doing in San Diego, because I'm in Chicago, and I would like to be able to actually talk to my children and not have them text me from across the table.
Oh, absolutely. Well, San Diego is, as every city across the country, is actually known for several different things. It would, ideally, I would love to see San Diego as more of a healthy food city. And we are known certainly for our beautiful weather and all of that, which is great. But a lot of things are going on in San Diego with new up-and-coming chefs that are using new ingredients. We're trying to, we're seeing more and more farmers markets popping up, which is great. And there is a change that we're starting to see, but it needs to become more of a habit, where if you go out on a Friday night with friends, instead of ordering a plate of fries, why not order roasted vegetables and make that your go-to? So a lot of it is really changing the culture. San Diego is seeing a lot of good changes in the food world. I've done a lot of community outreach with various groups that deal with school lunches, making them healthier, trying to make hospital food healthier for patients. there's several different
things.
That's an enormous challenge.
Lydia, what got you into it? What happened? What was the trigger that got you to do something different?
My passion really grew from this, from the way I was raised. I grew up in a family of eight kids, and mom was and still is a really wonderful cook, and we always grew up with balanced meals and portion, and it's really about moderation, variety, and balance. If you can focus on those three things and stay away from the processed foods, that's the way I grew up. We didn't have, you know, the fast food that we're seeing today, and hence we're seeing all the obesity issues. So that's really where it came from, and from there, my educational interests have taken me to working in healthcare, and my latest is I've started my blog, Food Wisdom, which is a health and wellness blog, and it's really at the cornerstone of sustaining healthy lifestyle behaviors in the interest of minimizing chronic diseases that we see today, like diabetes.
Sounds like it has to begin. It has to begin in the home, though. It sounds like you have to create the habit, as you said, and habits usually take about 21 days to stick. So maybe you should come up with a 21-day program where mom and dad are committed to making dinner every night and have the kids sit at the table every night and turn their phones off for 20 minutes. Is that on your blog?
Absolutely. Well, I do talk about changing habits, and there is some mention of 21 days. My focus really has been on not so much being worried about following the trends. There's a lot of media confusion, but really sticking to, for instance, when you go grocery shopping, go to shop on the perimeter of the grocery store where you've got your proteins and you've got your milk and you've got your fruits and vegetables, instead of going to the center of the grocery store where there's a lot of processed foods. People don't know, or they read labels, but they don't understand what they're reading. So,
well, if they don't understand it, they shouldn't be eating it. They shouldn't be eating it if they can't pronounce the words, and if there's more than five ingredients, it's not really food.
You are correct. The thing that's happening, though, with our society, because we live in such a fast-paced society, mom is rushing around, dad is rushing around, the kids are hungry at home. Everyone's hungry. Everyone wants to get something to eat, and there's really no time to make dinner. So this is what I believe the thinking is of many Americans, is we want to get something quick to eat. So they may drive through or pick up something that the kids like, instead of sitting with the kids and explaining to them why these things are good for you, why fruits and vegetables are good for you. They have such a bad rap and a bad feeling toward eating your vegetables. It sounds like it's more torture than anything.
I know when I was a kid it was torture, and it is still torture to get my kids to eat their veggies unless they naturally mm-hmm. like veggies, and I'm hopeful that when they hit 30 or 40 they will awaken and realize that everything their parents were telling them was of benefit, and we weren't trying to pimp them out to eat these things that they were just supposed to eat. But it's going to take time. I think we have to be patient.
Oh, absolutely.
And as you know, kids are extremely picky eaters, most of them. So if you could give us one kernel of advice in 30 seconds, what would it be? First thing to start with.
First, it really has to start at home, and teach, and having parents being part of the equation of having kids eat with the kids. If your kids are eating Brussels sprouts and you're eating French fries, that doesn't work. You need to...
Lydia, we got to go with that. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, never let anyone do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends.